Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's success coaching call. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, my friend.
Good morning.
Just welcoming everybody here. We've got shout outs from Aurora, Colorado, Crystal from Montana, Katie from Hayden, Idaho, Dr. Christine from Pennsylvania, Shelly from Henderson, Adriana from New Mexico. So hello, hello. So good to come together and meet as a community and just be with our tribe. I was going to say a little hallelujah for the BOGOs this week.
Anybody oh my goodness. We're giving away the house or what?
I know. I was all lined up to capitalize on the BOGO box on Monday. And it was in my cart, and by the time I got to check out, it was sold out. So
really?
That probably tells you what time of day I was trying. It was about 11 p.m., so shame on me. But
yeah.
Anyways, yeah, I'm not letting the daily BOGO slip by because it's one of the best deals I've ever seen.
Will they restock the BOGO box?
Not the box. They'll just sell out of the individual products on a daily basis. So
hey, you got a chip to the chop, Andy, or you're just
I know, man. No sleeping on the job. Like
yeah.
Gotta
get around. Well that I saw it. I mean it's like packed full of so much goodness.
I know. And the box, you're like it's like the mystery box, right? Like you're flying blind, just trusting there's goodness in there.
Yeah, but that reminds me of maybe some of you, I don't know if you guys had this as a kid growing up. And Andy, I don't know if you participated in this, but back in the day, which is going to date me a little, there was like the Hello Kitty stores and you could buy like the surprise grab bag and you just didn't know what was in it, but you had to just trust. Now, granted, it was like $3 or $10 or something, but it was like stickers and erasers and who knows what, you know, all the things. So anyway.
The mystery bag,
but it was always a joyful experience.
It's a good way of testing your belief in the product and the company, right? Like, do I trust that I'm going to get value from Hello Kitty?
Yeah.
Equal or greater than the $3.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that, did you trust that you'd get equal or greater value from getting the box or?
I trusted. Okay. My belief was there. My action on the other hand.
Yeah.
Not quite there.
Sometimes that's the case. I love that you're still human. Don't we all love that Andy Goddard is a human sometimes too?
Oh my goodness. Right?
I think it's sometimes otherwise we can forget and we can just be like, hey, it's so nice to be reminded that you're our human. So it looks like we're now streaming live on Facebook too. Good morning, everyone. We're so happy you're here.
And by the way, we've been getting asked, I think on a weekly basis, if we know when the Deep Blue polyphenol complex will be back in stock. It's back. So another
awesome
little celebration. Let's all sing hallelujah for that. And
is turmeric back in stock too? Do you have any insight on my friend turmeric, the capsules?
Yeah, I haven't heard on the turmeric. And then Andrea is asking a question in the chat. She says, Natalie mention a product she takes to comb her intestines. So we take Terrazyme like 2 times a day faithfully. And we feel like that's one of the best ways to keep your intestines going. But you're saying not doTERRA related. So I think what you're talking about is we'll do a periodic cleanse that's like a really deep cleanse. And we will take a psyllium husk powder along with some bentonite clay, just mix it in water. And that is like swallowing a scrub brush. Like that'll take you in. I mean, it doesn't hurt. It works. It's highly effective. We'll just leave it at that. So, there's a million different companies that sell the psyllium husk. I just buy it on Amazon. I try to get an organic good source. So tell us what's inspiring you today, Tiff. And we'd love to have people chat in the comments. What's one thing that you're grateful for today?
I love that.
let's ground this in gratitude. What are you grateful for today?
Well, in the moment, I'm grateful for just some basic. Who just loves the essentials, right? We got a little wild orange and peppermint going on this morning. Just, oh, but I just still love that combo, you know? Give me all the blends, but still take me back to the originals. So the
classics.
Yes, the classics. I'm really glad you just brought that up as gratitude. I've been gratitude listing in my journal the last couple of days, and I'll do that usually a few times a week, but just a reminder of how when we focus on, when we're in that appreciation state, I was listening to something about that this morning in my morning prep and thinking about the power of appreciation, right? Like we've all heard about, or the concept of the law of attraction, and a lot of that's about the law of alignment too, right? It's just putting ourselves in a more grateful state and appreciation, and to practice it as a ritual, you know? And so whether we speak it, we write it, we journal it, we sing it, we meditate it. I shared on Instagram in the last day or two, and then Facebook as well, just focusing on same thing. It's like, there's so much magic in our lives. And even in times of great uncertainty, like we've been living through, is choosing to see the beauty. My mom and I were having this beautiful conversation last night about how we can so see God's hand in our lives. I had a really cool day yesterday where I got to interview someone for my podcast that is just like my, one of my favorite poets and authors of all time. Have you guys heard of a gentleman named Mark Nepo, N-E-P-O? He's the author of this great book, The Book of Awakening. It's been a New York Times bestseller, and it's its 20-year anniversary. Oprah picked this book on one of her ultimate favorite things. Highly love this book. Anyway, the way that it worked out, and there's a whole story, and I won't tell you that, but I went to one of his workshops in the Redwoods in Northern California 2 years ago, and just a small, like 30, 40 people type gathering. And it was a really instrumental part in how I even got to the Redwoods and to that event. I was actually with two beautiful friends in doTERRA that were in town for a retreat at Sundance. This is 2 years ago in this time frame. And I'd taken them as kind of tour guiding them a little bit. We went up to Park City and we went into one of my favorite bookstores. If you're ever in Utah, you got to see Park City. If you live in Utah, head up to Park City, right? And there's a cute little independent bookstore called Dolly's Bookstore. And I walked in there and it was like, I told myself, I'm not buying a book today. You know what I'm saying? Anyone else relate to that? Like, we have our things that you're like, nope, because I have so many books and I just love books, love them, love them. And I just was there to be like in guide mode. So we walk in the bookstore and again, it's like hardwood floors, cute little quaint, independent, you know, little bookstore. And the girls are walking around because this is the day before their retreat started. So they came in a day early for us to like get massages and get treats, and we're up in Park City shopping. And so, and I walk in this bookstore and I meander into like personal growth, not a big shocker to probably any of you. And I see this book on the shelf says that's titled The One Life We're Given. And it's by Mark Nepo. It's also, he has written 22 best-selling books, like amazing. Anyway, I pick it up, read it. So, and then he was hosting, as the way things went, he was hosting a retreat about 2 months later, and tracked him down and went to that. But it was just one of those cool things, Andy. And I've been gratitude listing more and really focusing on, like I was baking something the other day and I pulled open my oven and I was like, I'm grateful for my oven. And I know that might sound so weird, but have you all felt there's this interesting contrast right now, isn't there? It's like in the midst of this adversity, in the midst of this uncertainty, which some humans, as Mark and I were talking about, and this podcast will go live on May 5th, on all my podcasting platforms. So you'll be able to hear it. It was like being so edified, everything he was sharing. But he was talking about, he went through cancer, a severe cancer experience about 30 years ago. And he was talking about how this experience, similar to what we're in right now, is the great uncertain, right? And how sometimes as humans, we would rather have certainty, even if certainty was heavy or dark or negative, but at least it's familiar, than breathing into the unknown. So I just invite you guys to all just take a breath and like be the willingness is the unknown. Yes, it can feel scary and daunting, but it also is where magic is created. It's in the new. It's the, you know, it's like the soil. Sometimes we think we've been buried when we've been planted. And I know that's like a cute little catchphrase, but truly. So I just know, like, choosing into gratitude and to be present in the day that we're in. But have the rest of you felt this? I'm just curious, would love your feedback, that even in the midst of the fear and the nerves and the uncertainty, and definitely, you know, everyone, we're in the same storm, but we're in different boats in it, that you've also felt or seen the gratitude of being, like, reminded of the simple, like, my mom and I made a puzzle together last week, and we haven't done that in years, you know, and just spending the time, like, enjoying doing that instead of all the rush all the time and cooking more and, you know, I've been on walks every day and outside and all the things. Anyway, you know, I've felt all the feels. So it's also okay too, if wherever you're at today, I have felt all the feels from all the things that we're in. But I love that Annie just grounded us back into gratitude, is that's one of those energetic shapeshifters, right? So when you're feeling like, ooh, I'm not feeling great, or I'm feeling okay, or I'm feeling really good, wherever you're at emotionally, it's just choosing into, like, taking a deep breath. It's like, you know what? In this moment, I'm grateful for electricity. I'm grateful for technology. I'm grateful for clean water, hot water. I'm grateful for the tulips or whatever. It's just a way to, like, foster some of our gratitude. Again, it's not that you have to always love what you're in the middle of in your life, but we can still choose to see that. So anyway, thanks for letting me share. I just was beautiful experience yesterday and seeing how all these little tiny things, even over the last 2 years, led up to this great experience yesterday.
I love it.
Yeah.
I feel like this whole pandemic is seriously one of the greatest gifts that we could be given. Like, we, I feel like leading up to this, we had, like, two kids in college that were running every which way. And we had another son who graduated high school early, and he's, you know, he's running literally nonstop all over the place. And Natalie and I were going on doTERRA trips, and then boom, like, everything stopped. And now we have just, like, cars sitting in the garage doing nothing. And I think it's one of the greatest things. I mean, you've probably seen a lot of the posts about how the planet is literally healing while everybody takes a rest and stops the crazy movement just for the sake of movement. Like, it's really amazing to watch how families are getting to really take a look and go into, like, this time is a gift. So I'm really, really grateful for this time.
So true. And the one thing I've learned about life and adversities years ago, I mean, many years ago, almost probably 9 years ago, I gave a TEDx talk called The Gifts of Adversity. And I just podcasted about this similar thing like 2 weeks ago. And the reality is, in, like, as you don't have to like it, right? Like, certain adversities you go through, it's not like, oh, yay. But the reality is that it's, if it's here, and whatever all the theories are, whether it was man-made, created, or a natural thing that happened through, you know, progression of a virus, whatever the thoughts and however, but the reality is it's here, and it's choosing to see, like, okay, and to see the good and to see the kindness and the healing. And, you know, I know every state and country is in a different place right now. I personally am really grateful for how our Utah leadership has handled things and feeling and seeing some great things. But the point is, like, you can, to Andy's point, like, you can see the good in it. And you can find, like, oh, I'm spending more time with my family, or the earth is healing, or there's this positive thing, or, you know, what's this teaching me? That opportunity. I love, someone just said in the, a couple of you in the panelists box, it's Earth Day today. And isn't that the perfect thing? Because, you know what, like, aren't we so grateful for the earth and the gifts of the earth, right? Like, dang, that's a good thing. I'm glad we're meeting today. There's so much. I've got a couple bottles here on my desk, but aren't you grateful for the earth and the gifts of the earth and Mother Nature, just all sending a blessing of gratitude to Mother Earth, and, like, thank you, like, the trees and the flowers, the mountains, the oceans, the air, the all of it, just gratitude for Mother Earth. So anyway,
somebody on Facebook just quoted you, Tiffany. They said, I love this quote from Tiffany. Sometimes we feel like we've been buried when actually we've been planted.
Aww.
So good.
Yeah.
So thank you for the gift you are and spreading light.
Well, we're in this together.
Amen. Team light, baby.
Yeah, I love what Toyin is just shared here in the chat box on Zoom about a great, sounds like a great blend. I want to try this of helichrysum and geranium over your heart. Very calming and grounding. I've done each of those individually, but you're right. That would be a great layering. So I love it. I am feeling though too, Andy, one thing I just want to say is we're, you know, spring and this new life. I am feeling this positive, great energy of new beginnings. You guys, there is growth happening right now. And we're in the cusp of some great things happening and the new beginnings, the new rising up. I would love to invite you, for any of you that are considering, I know some of you in already here have been through my group coaching program, Success Academy. And we start, our next group is Monday, May 4th. In the interim of the next 10 days, I have three people on my team who are awesome. They've all been mentored by me. They're all incredible high energy humans, and they're doing free coaching consultations right now. So if right now you'd like a free session and you're saying, I'd like some support around clarity, even in the midst of wherever I'm at, is if you're in the space of saying, even with what's happening, I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to up level. I'd love for you to take advantage of that. You can find the consult form you fill out that activates a free session is on my website at tiffanyspeaks.com. And you just click the coaching tab. And on the coaching tab, there's a form that you fill out that gives some clarity to your needs, to your goals, to where you're at, and click submit, and a member of my team will be in touch with you. But that's coming up. We also, in the month of May, are going to do my Mindset Makeover program, which is so fun. And such a rich 4-week, month-long course. And we're offering it this year a little unique than we've ever done, which will be a pay what it's worth. Or in essence, that means you get to decide the price point of what you pay to opt in. And if right now you're saying, hey, I can do $20, you know, $5 a week, $20 for the month-long experience, awesome. If you're feeling like, hey, more than that, great. But we're going to let you decide that based on where you're at circumstantially, what your needs are, where you're at with it. So that's also coming up that you'll see more information later this week. If you're on my email list, you'll hear about it in your inbox by the end of this week. So that's coming as well.
Love it.
It's growth season, baby. It's still, it's like, hey, it's spring and it's time to grow. So
yeah, the harvest cannot be prevented. So thank you, Tiffany, for continuing to invest and plant seeds and give so generously to this community. We're so grateful.
I'm curious to your thought about that, Andy. Have you seen that with some of, you know, your coaching and mentoring and interactions is even though we've been in this slowdown, it doesn't mean even though we're in like kind of a universal, you know, the slowdown, I'm also seeing many leaders and people that are seriously growing and seeing a lot of their businesses. Like our friend, I don't know if our good friend Danielle is here, but she and I were messaging the other day and, you know, they're seeing massive growth and, you know, there's no judgment on that. I want to put that out there. It's not, you have to be like, oh, but the reality is even though the world is, it's like we as people can still be absolutely growing, reaching out, sharing, supporting, cultivating, especially you guys, you're in the prime time to be growing your doTERRA business. Like everyone needs these oils and these products. I don't know if you felt that, but I put that on my Facebook post yesterday and the Instagram one the day before. It's like, when I was talking about five things I'm grateful for, I totally gave a nod to essential oils and then was like, hey, if you need this in your life, see my friend Ashley. Like the reality is like everyone needs oils and these products to help with our health and wellness. Like, oh yeah. Anyway, I'm just curious what you think about that, Andy. It's like, is this a season for growth or is this a season for wait and see?
I've never seen a better opportunity. Like when doTERRA started, it was in 2008 and it was in the biggest financial crisis of my life. Mm. And that was the most fertile soil for people to be hungry and to see the value and to run with the business opportunity. So if you're on this call and you're a builder, this is not the time to wait and see. This is the time to share these precious gifts of the earth and to run and just receive what's out there. Like I just saw in the post that Daniela and Keiko reached diamond by the 20th of the month for their first time. So can we just give a huge shout out to these rockstars
who have been
on this journey and working, pushing so hard and so long and just so full of heart. So congratulations, guys. We're so proud of you. What a huge milestone. Mm-hmm. Oh, so fun.
Seasons of growth.
So should we jump into some coaching?
I want to. Let's do it. Speaking of growth, let's do it.
Okay. So feel free to join us on Zoom. If you'll just raise your hand, we'll bring you on live. You can do it with or without video, but this is a judgment-free zone, so just saying. Or you can post a comment and post your question in the chat or in the comments on Facebook. So we're getting lots of love for Danny and Keiko.
Yeah, love it.
Thank you, guys. So huge. And Haley B is saying that our team has 8 new elites.
Wow. So
congratulations, Haley B.
Haley B, that's amazing.
Wow.
Hey, hello. All right, but it's also okay if right now you're like, well, what if I'm kind of in a funk or I'm stuck and we're doing all this celebrating? That's okay too. Like wherever you're at, we welcome it. So if you have something you want support with, we want to support you through it. Or if you want to strategize, wherever you're at, we'd love to support you.
Eleonora.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
Welcome. How are you?
Hi. We're good. We're connected all the way from Italy. So awesome. It's nice to be here with you guys.
Welcome.
Thank you. So, we are in a bit of that stuck situation, and that's why I raised my hand. So, it's actually a bit of a confusing moment for me, and I can't really understand whether that's due to the whole situation, that here in Italy it's very heavy and, you know, very full on, or what it is. So I'm hoping obviously to have a bit of an insight. I try to be as much precise and clear about my situation as possible without going into much details. Basically, we've been silver for 12 months now, I think, pretty much, confirming the rank every month. But until a few months ago, it's always been a bit of a struggle. So always, you know, reaching the end of the month and having that one leg in which you need to put a lot of effort. And although the two other legs are fine, there is always that leg that keeps sort of dropping down. And now we're in our first Diamond Club. So we started Diamond Club and we were like, okay, that's it. This is where we're gonna rank advanced. This is where we're gonna go gold. And then the lockdown happened. So we had our first month of Diamond Club that was amazing. Second month, it was fine. Now we're still enrolling and everything, but the reason why I'm saying that I am confused is because I totally see this time, this historic time as a growth moment. I'm very grateful. I'm very much in the mindset of I'm here to grow and people need the oils and my team is also very engaged. They're starting to lead their own group. They're starting to, you know, to take ownership of their role. But at the same time, I still don't see any growth. So I'm like stuck in this situation of feeling that, yes, I believe in this. And yes, I feel this time exactly the same way you guys were saying. But at the same time, it's like if I'm not doing the right action to make that become reality. And I'm also confused because I often feel super depleted and I need lots of grounding and meditation and lots of, you know, going back into my why and my, to myself. And the other people seem not to feel that. So when I feel depleted, it doesn't matter. Other people are still finding my energy engaging, so they are still engaged. So it's like if I'm seeing that, yeah, I'm not so well, but people are still like, oh yeah, you're super inspiring, and I'm here saying, hey, what's going on? It's super confusing. I don't know if it makes sense explained this way, but I'm, yeah, really stuck, and I can't see clearly what's happening.
So it sounds like you're saying that you feel most of the time like you've got high energy, you're optimistic, and you're engaging, but it sounds like that's not transferring to your leaders or to your team. Partially.
So no, it's the team is actually engaged, and since the lockdown especially, that really gave us a chance to come together. So we started to work online all together, cross legs. It's wonderful. Everyone is engaged. But at the same time, I do feel depleted, although I see the engagement in them, but there is something that makes me feel, okay, things are going great. The team is enrolling. They are all working together. They're all engaged. Why are we not rank advancing? That's what I feel like. And I feel that, you know, even when my energy is low, it's super weird because it's like if they can't see it. So either I'm very good at disguising, I don't know, or I put a lot of effort in my grounding. But at the same time, I would love to be more on that high energy with less effort, if it makes sense, you know. Less up and down and more.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So you're looking for more kind of emotional stability, and to be grounded all the time and not on this roller coaster. Is that what you're saying?
Probably. Yeah. Sorry. I know that it's very confused, but that's the main feeling I'm feeling right now, guys. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your honesty. And I'm seeing in the comments, lots of people feeling the same way. And first of all, I just want to celebrate that you are silver. Like, I know that if you've been there for a long time, pushing for a higher rank, it can feel like I'm not where I want to be. You know, like the energy that I'm putting in is not being matched by the, you know, the results.
Yeah.
And silver is incredible. It's top 1% of all network marketers of all time. So let's first celebrate that huge victory. And yeah, namaste. That's and then next I would also give yourself some grace. We've all been required to shift 100% the way we share essential oils. Like, those who are building online can keep building online, but that was probably 2 or 3% of the company. So to be asked to pivot 180 degrees and no longer do the business belly to belly, but to only do online, that's a pretty big ask. And also to take away the human connection of being with other humans is a really big ask. So I think we can just give ourselves a little bit of space and permission to be on a bit of a roller coaster. I mean, raise your hand, or you know, say me in the chat box if you feel like you've been on a roller coaster the past few weeks. Like, it's been trickier than ever for me to feel grounded all the time. So I love the fact that you are doing the actions to be grounded, that you're doing the self-care. that would be my biggest concern, is if you were just pushing harder, or you know, postponing the self-care to go for the next rank. Because I don't know if there's been a more important time to be doing self-care and to take, you know, like Tiffany was talking about, taking walks and doing your meditation and doing the oils. So I would say, like, great job. More than anything, I would say, especially in the market like Italy, you know, somebody was just posting so many prayers for you and for Italy. We feel you, and it's, I don't want to say it's normal, but I think it's okay to have some highs and some lows. I know yesterday was a really, really rotten day for me and Natalie, and can't remember a lower day. So it's okay. Like we all just get to be on this journey. And I hope that you're using that opportunity to share with at least a few of your team that it's been rough, and that you're not having an endless series of good days. You know, we all need to hear from each other that we're not alone and that we're hurting. We don't need to turn social media into a place to air our dirty laundry, but like it's real. Like there's, and vulnerability is, I think, the best way to connect with people and to be, you know, to show people how you're dealing with the struggle. So I guess those are a couple of my thoughts. Tiffany, how would you coach Eleonora?
Gosh, well, first of all, I'm sending so much love to all of you, Andy, for you and Natalie, and just your experiences, and Eleonora. And what is your partner's name?
Enrico.
Hi. Nice to meet you both.
Nice to meet you too, guys.
La vita bella.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
That's about the only Italian that I know, okay? But la vita bella, I learned that from our good friend Andy down at Walter's.
Oh,
my favorite Italian restaurant in Utah. When y'all come to Utah, it's like, to me, the best Italian food we actually have here. So we'll make it a point to go. Can we put that on the vision board? Right?
When they put chocolate in a cup to drink, you know you're in the right place.
Yeah, you get drinking chocolate at the end, and they make the most amazing limoncello dessert. Anyway, I'm distracted clearly by food in the moment, but
that's normal.
Yes,
that's Italy.
Yeah, that's Italy. Is great food, right? And all the things. So I just want to say, first of all, again, I acknowledge and appreciate the real talk. Like, I so love the real. Bring the real talk. And again, like we were talking about, we don't have to love what we're in. You don't have to be like, oh, but there's also the beauty and the gifts. I'm going to ask you to ask yourselves, what makes you feel good? What puts you in an energy of feeling good? And maybe it is, you're going to like make the best meal today, or you two are going to dance. Like as we get off this call, we're going to put some music on. You two are going to dance. Maybe you're going to finger paint with you. If you have kiddos or even yourself as adults, you're like, we're going to draw. We're going to do this. We're going to serve. We're going to connect. Part of it is, how do we help ourselves, you know, visit, none of us live there, but visit the vibration of good energy, right? Of to feel in the good. Is because when you say, I feel stuck, I just want you to, one, beware of the mind. I'm totally fine we say it, but I want us all to be aware of that story. Because see, even say the word stuck, how does that feel? How do you feel when you think or feel or speak the word stuck? How does that feel in the body?
I feel trapped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel very, yeah.
Confined.
I see it. It's, yeah. There's no space.
Yes. And it's just simply not true. You're an evolving human being. You're a beautiful, growing human being. Right? And so it's okay to think that, and that even that you've said that and how you speak it, you just don't build a house in that. The reality is you're growing. I'm a growing, evolving human being. My rank, my team is growing. It's thriving. And one of the things I coach all my clients to do is we have goals that are focused on effort, not outcomes. You really need to get that, Lovey, is being focused on what are my, what's my effort? And even though the outflow has shifted in terms of or out or platform of meeting in person, you know, I'm in the speaker world. All my speaking events have been, were wiped clean weeks ago. You know, that's a big part of my business. But the reality is, like, I'm pivoting too. It's like, but my real business is connecting. And your real business is connecting. And even though we are quite some space away physically, you and I are connecting right now. So our real business, everyone, is connecting. Not, right? And I wrote about this again in social media in the last few days or last week, is our purpose doesn't change even when the platform does. Your purpose is to change more lives, empower and educate more lives, to connect with more lives. Is it not?
It is.
Yes, it has shifted. And it's okay to grieve and cry it out and maybe like watch some great Netflix and eat a whole bag of Oreos, right? I'm just saying, you could. No judgment here. But the reality is that like we focus on effort, not outcomes. Because silver is an outcome. Gold is an outcome. Diamond is an outcome. And we can put those things on our vision board, right? Like, I love outcomes, but what I love us to give our energy and daily focus on is our processes. And what's our process and what's our activities and what are our actions? And we measure that. So for me right now, like, I don't know when I'm on a stage next, a physical one. But the reality is in the meantime, I'm going to keep showing up and adding value and content. And I've been coaching online for years and years, thankfully, as have you, that I guess I'm doing more of that right now. But my purpose and your purpose hasn't changed, love. It's okay to feel discouraged. It's okay to process. There's a lot of energy. And that's where the self-care and the self-grace and love and compassion. But when it comes to our businesses and it comes to our work in the world, is none of our purposes have changed. The platforms have changed and the way that we might deliver it. But the reality is that there's a lot of ways we're still in the connection business. And so focus on what you can control. So if I'm you, I'd focus on, am I reading daily? Am I doing a daily workout? Right? It's similar if someone wants to lose weight, is we don't get on the scale 8 times a day, but do the focus like, hey, I'm drinking X amount of water. I'm, you know, taking my LLV. I'm, you know, moving my body every day. I'm doing a workout in my home or apartment, or I'm getting outside, whatever your particular country or state allows for right now. But we, and then we say, okay, how many people am I connecting with this day or this week? All my private coaching clients, they have a grid where they track their connections, and half of their time they're connecting with existing leaders and builders. Half of their time they're connecting with new relationships that they're nourishing. And they might be someone that they've known for a while, but they've just been sampling, or someone they're meeting online or nourishing on like a social media platform. Anyway, I don't know. I want to check in with you if any of that helps support you, but it's pull your power back to where it belongs, which is you are all powerful creators. And while I love that you're clear you want to go gold and we hold that energetic vibration, I want you to regularly visit what would it feel like to be gold and what are the things that help my energy and emotional state get in that space, matched with focused heavily on not outcomes, but effort.
Yeah.
Because we're going to show up to love. We're going to show up to deposit. We're going to show up and educate, connect, educate, connect, educate, connect. And if we focus on that, that then it's only a matter of time, Lovey, before gold does come. Like Daniela, she's been a client of mine. It was only a time when we first started working together, she said the same stuff you were saying. I'm stuck, I'm stuck, I'm stuck. Now she's sharing, hey, we're diamond by the 20th of the month. What's she been doing? The effort. Being her power and her control where it belongs, which is what can I do for myself, my self-care, so I keep my energetic frequency in a higher state more often. It won't be perfect. But more often I'm playing in this vibration, and that vibration's magnetic. People are like, I want what she's got. I want what that couple's got. They have got it. Ooh, what is this? And that comes through even online, right? Like it so comes through online. Everything's energy. It's the truth serum. So we do our self-care. It is, you know, it keeps us in a higher energetic state, not a perfect one, higher vibration matched with we're clear on like, hey, I'm making 5 reach outs a day or 10 or, and I'm producing X content for social media and I'm doing this follow-up and education and doing this with my team and in mentoring or whatever. Anyway, those are all the ways that I know will put you back in the growth game and back in the positive space and out of the heavy, I'm stuck, constricted space.
Yeah. Thanks, Tiffany. Amazing. Yeah. I was smiling because Daniela is my beautiful upline. So I can really relate to, yeah, to some kind of energy. And yeah, it really helps, I think, the idea of tracking more what I do, because maybe sometimes it's just a matter of getting out of my head and really realizing what I'm putting into action. So maybe that will keep me more on that higher vibration, just realizing what I'm really creating and acknowledging it, because maybe sometimes I do, but then it's like if I nearly forgotten, if I've forgotten what I've been doing till then. Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And thank you. You just have such beautiful energy. Can you even see and feel your energy shift, how it's already shifted in this last few minutes? Mm-hmm. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Because I can see it. So now I just want to build on that. Like, what's one thing that you two want to do today or something that would just like spark, like it just would bring you even a little more joy?
We will definitely dance in the kitchen.
I'm afraid that's something. She's going to make me waltz there. Yeah.
Dancing.
We do that often. Yeah, that's one of my favorite things, to raise vibrations. So yeah, I think we'll be up to that today.
Yes. Promise? Pinky swear?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. I love it. It's just to keep yourself in a good space. And I love this. I love someone else in the chat box was saying, you know, resonating to saying my goals are mine, my energy's mine, I want more, I have goals, but it's hard coming to the realization I can only control me and do the things I need to do, right? Learn, teach, model, etc. I love this comment. I need to be consistent for me and just do all I can. It's been serving me well with slow and steady progress, slower than I'd like, but progress is progress. And that is a hearty amen, is that we're progressionary humans. And that's why you all know, I love some of you, I even saw someone put it, I think Dr. Christine put it in the chat box, that the harvest can't be prevented. And you know, I love to teach that, is that we're all gardening right now. You're always gardening though. And we can't control, like we just planted a few days ago my tomato plants, right? And I have some good Caprese salad a little bit later in the year, right?
Love it.
But the reality is that I can't control when those tomatoes bloom. I can influence them, nourish them, fertilize them, give them love, light, speak to them kindly, you know, water them, put them in a spot where they'll get sun, that kind of thing. But I don't control the outcome. No, neither do you. And why this has been as big of a, one of the influences of this big shakeup with the pandemic is it's really messed with a lot of our sense of control.
Yeah.
It controls them. Yeah. But you know what? Control's always been an illusion.
Yes.
So we're getting to practice some really rich, great spiritual lessons right now. It's like, can't control the outcome, can't control other people, your team leaders, your teams, your people, your customers, but we can influence, and let's do that. And we are going to be powerful influences on this planet. We're going to be gardening though, every day we're out there cultivating, nourishing, you know, investing in, adding the value, teaching, modeling, educating, doing the thing. We fall in love with the dance, literally, right? Not the, as much as the outcome. That's why, that's also how we fall in love with or really create lifestyle changes that stick. Is when someone says, hey, I have to be this weight, this shape, this size, or forget it. Versus we fall in love with the process of nourishing our bodies, moving our bodies, and not because we're performing for an outcome, but we fall in love with the experience of how it feels to say, I love serving people. I love exercising. I love the experience where you're like, you're choosing to cultivate that. So for you, it's like, then it's just timing loves. I know your next rank is coming, but trust me, then you'll be gold. And guess what you'll want after that?
Of course, I know that.
You know, like, but can you be in love today? This is the day the Lord has made. This is the day we have. And can we be in love with today and nourish the good today? That's what we have.
Yeah.
So that isn't just hype, positive motivation, TIFF talk. That's natural laws, friends. This is natural law we're talking about. The garden and the harvest come, but you have to, the only thing you can influence or quote control is that you nourish the garden. That's it. When it shows up, when the rank happens, when the crop comes to fruition, can't control that.
Yep.
You just get to control like, oh, I'm going to nourish me, the gardener, right? The goose and the golden eggs. The goose needs to be loved on to produce the outcomes. But then I'm going to just nourish the process. So anyway, I love that we're having this conversation. Is this resonating with anyone else today? Is anyone else getting fed today? Because I'm getting fed being with you. So thank you, because maybe I needed the reminder. Is anyone else here getting fed today? Because I'm getting fed today.
We're getting so much love in the comments and the chats. Somebody said, I'm so glad to be at Wednesday Church.
Wednesday Church is here today. We'll be back next week too. So, you know, anyway. I can't wait till in person, so I want you to visualize this, me and you, Goddards, and anyone else that wants to choose in and really play high vibe, we're going to sit around a table here in Salt Lake City at Walter's Osteria, and we're going to have some of the best pasta and drinking chocolate together around your convention time, whether it's this year or next, who knows, but who's coming to dinner?
I said we put on the calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The high vibe dinner table, though, friends. To sit at that table, you got to bring the high vibe. Don't have to be the perfect vibe, but you got to choose in to say, I'm the kind of person that nourishes people, gives back, and I'm going to keep nourishing. I'm going to keep nourishing. Oops. Guess what, Tiff? You're not getting on a stage for a long time, for months. Oh, oops. Okay. I guess we're going to pivot, but my purpose didn't change, and neither did yours. The platform has changed. It's been adjusted for the time being. Anyway, passionate. Here we go.
I love it.
Love you guys.
Danielle is saying, don't tell Italian that you'll be having the best pasta in Salt Lake City. Just saying.
That's a good point. The best pasta in Salt Lake City. Not in the world. By all means, not in the world. I want to manifest us in Italy.
There you go.
Oh, that's one of your favorite places. That's the old, that's the bigger playing vision, right?
I love
it. You can put that on the board too. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, I was just looking at Eleonora's Facebook profile, and instead of wellness advocate for doTERRA, she has happiness advocate. So, way to go, Eleonora. Way to stand for the true purpose, right? The platform might change, but the purpose is the joy. So you guys are the embodiment of that. We're so excited for what you're going to create.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Big love. Enjoy that dancing today.
Absolutely.
We will.
Awesome. See you guys.
Ciao.
There's two words in Italian that I love, ciao and allora. Allora. Yeah. All it means is like so, but it's like, how could you make the word so be so freaking cool? Like, allora.
Yes. It's just like they have the language of love. It's just like, so beautiful.
It's the best.
I love, so again, the phrase is la vita bella means beautiful life. It's a beautiful life. La vita bella, everyone, right? And just sweet. I'm so glad they joined us. And you know what I love? This is why I love this community, and this is why I love coaching. Is you could literally, could all of you see what I saw? What Andy maybe, I know Andy saw it too in the vibe. You could literally see their vibe shift from when they started sharing the transformation. We're just shifting back to truth, back to the possibility, back to vibration, back to choice, really. Is that we're saying, that's right, I'm going to choose. And what am I going to choose to nourish? So, yeah, I love it. So I love someone said, Matt saying, this is, woo, that wisdom storm was amazing. Hashtag wisdom storm. I think we maybe, do we get that trending? I love that. It's a great hashtag.
So good.
Yeah, so sweet. I love it. Now I'm craving like some serious pasta though.
I know, we got a problem.
I'm like, ooh, yes, let's make some good pasta.
Awesome. We've got another great question in the comments. Mac is asking, what are your criteria for your frontline leaders? So what prerequisites are an indicator for you to agree to enroll someone as your frontline leader? Such a good question, Mac. I can tell you that those criteria have shifted over time. In the early days, if somebody had a pulse, that was plenty good for us. But nowadays,
they have a pulse and much, an address.
Pulse and an address, yep.
Yeah.
So, but that standard has definitely shifted in a big way. I'm sure many of you have heard us say that your frontline is $1 million real estate. And so you don't give that away. You don't just put anybody there. You don't just put your mom or your aunt because they're the first person to say yes. Now, granted, when many of us are starting, we're just sharers and they're the first people who show even an inkling of interest in sharing or doing the business. So we work with what we've got. But I'll answer your question in terms of right now, today, what are our criteria for bringing someone on frontline? You've heard us preach it, the two C's, committed and capable. So committed, meaning they're doing the actions. They're setting goals, they're making names lists, they're scheduling classes, they're inviting people. We'll sit down and this is actually, this is a response to another question. Somebody's asking, you know, we love the back to basics, but we like the tone of share success more. How do you, like, what are the actual steps that you use to launch somebody? So in response to that question, we take them through the guides. Like that's, the guides are the system. Like there's no extra need for 50 audios. Like you use the guides. Like they have the scripts, the mindset, they have everything you need in those guides. So we expose them to product. We introduce the idea of creating an income. We use the build guide. We follow that and show them what's possible. At the end of the build guide, we show what it looks like to build. And if they're ready, if they're willing, if they've got interest, then we set up a launch meeting. So we have a little launch session where we go through the launch guide. We show them exactly what it looks like to build a business in Notera. And we start right then. Like, okay, if this is a match, then let's schedule at least 3 classes. Let's get them on the calendar right now. Let's start your names list. Who are the people to partner with? Like, if you could wave your magic wand, who are those rock stars in your mind that that you'd love to do life and business and creation with? So you can tell when you're with somebody by their energy if they're serious, and you can tell within a few days by their actions if they're really committed. The second part is capable. So capable means they do what they say they're going to do, and they get results. So capable is there are a lot of metrics for that. But at the end of the day, you know, when they invite people, do people come? When they teach a class, do people enroll? You know, when they do a lifestyle overview, do people get on LRP? So you can train on all these things, but our criteria nowadays, like we're really, really picky about our frontline. Like probably 90% of our enrollments over the last 3 years, we've passed off to other leaders on our team because we're so picky. So obviously we're all in different places. That's not where we were at the beginning, but committed and capable. There's a whole write-up on that in the launch guide of what a ideal leader looks like. But we've even gotten so picky nowadays that like we actually have to like the person. Like it has to be someone that
you imagine that.
That's, I know that's not always the case, but you know, like you got to enjoy life and doing what you love. So I guess those are my thoughts. I don't know if Tiff, you have any thoughts on how to, where to draw the line, how to set the bar. Yeah.
Many years ago when I was still corporate employed, I was over hiring for a sales department and for this training development company. And one of the things that I would always look for, and one of the things I remember hearing Tony Robbins talking about, same thing when you're profiling someone to who you're hiring, is looking at drive, motivation, right? Someone's drive, motivation, he might call it, you know, are they hungry for success? Are they hungry for more? You know, but that drive and that motivation where someone, they have that, right? Because we can teach and inspire all kinds of things and skills and tools, but just seeing if someone had like that real drive and that desire, that hunger to learn, right? Like, does someone love to learn? Does someone, that doesn't mean they have to listen to an audiobook every day, meaning like, you know, they're just consuming 24/7, but someone that loves to learn and someone that, you know, they have that innate desire to grow and they're ready to like, hey, and/slash they're hungry. Like, hey, we got to make some things happen here, because that energy and that drive, I think, is always a great thing. Now, sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes people are, you know, one of the challenges, as you already know, with placements is that sometimes someone's a slow burn. And like all of a sudden, you know, they go, hey, yeah, they don't come out of the gate. Like sometimes we think, oh, they're going to come out of the gate and just be like, yes, I'm ready to build and grow and be this person. But the reality is, I still think you can observe and see some of those things, but some of it you're still is somewhat guessing, right? I mean, that's just truth telling. Some of it you're like, you don't know. And someone that might really like blossom within a few months and, you know, or timing and things like that. But you know, a combination, I would say, of asking good questions, just clarity questions up front, and asking someone where they're at, what their goals are, what they want to create, what motivates them, what demotivates them, what they love to be about, what they're passionate about, and really kind of knowing, you know, asking some of those questions to know where someone is will give you some guidance of if they've got some of those inklings for growth, of the inklings for more. If someone's totally comfortable where they're at, that's probably not who you want on your, you know, ideally on your front line, versus someone who has more of that, like, I'm hungry for more. I'm growth mindset. I've got that desire to really grow and learn and move into next level. So I don't know if that helps at all, but that's what I'd add to that particular question.
I love that. So good. Yeah. We have found that, what really separates the most successful people is hunger. Like it's a critical ingredient in making stuff happen. Like if people are happy or complacent or just like overly contented with status quo, they tend to not make things happen. So hunger is a huge motivator. So true. Awesome. Well, wow. What a day. Thank you so much for...
We've been to church today. You've all fed me today. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you for your wisdom, your hashtag wisdom storm. And thank you all for joining us today. just sending you all with so much love and gratitude on this Earth Day. Let's live our gratitude for the earth and for the gifts that it's given us. Let's not just meditate on it, but let's get out and live it, like share it and be just flamboyantly open about our gratitude for its gifts. Mm-hmm. It's given us so much, and let's pay it forward and share that gratitude with the world.
Yes, A to the men. Again, do the things, two things, things that nourish you and things that nourish others. That's what we focus on, right? That's what we can control. That's what we can cultivate, is that we're going to do things to keep our own energy. It's not going to be perfect. And if you need to take a nap, take a nap, you know, but the reality of saying I'm going to be proactive to nourish me, matched with I'm going to be proactive to teach, educate, nourish, and reach out. I'm going to keep sharing that purpose of investing in others and continuing to be part of that growth and helping others to have that. So absolutely, we are going to up the love, right, this week, as Dr. Christine's putting in the comments. I love that hashtag. So thank you for being with us. We love you. We pray for you. We are here to support you. We will see you next Wednesday. You come and bring a friend with you next week, would you? Would you make a personal invite to say, hey, join us? I mean, it's open space, and we'd love more people to feel uplifted and edified. So we love you. We're cheering for you.
Thank you. I'll see ya.